outsourcing tech companies, fintechs, to locate themselves here and to give them an environment where they can be competitive by the time they land their services in whichever part of the world they're landing, and to leverage on the significant human capital that we have. And the other brand promise we want to deliver as DFIT is to cut out the red tapes. So we are then going to be the front, the interface between these enterprises and government.
What do you think are the prospects of DFIT? And what should be the expectations of Kenyans?
I think the prospects of DFIT are good for the following reason. One, there's a need from the consumer markets globally. You are having declining birth rates, and therefore there's a shortage of skills and talent in many countries. Africa and Kenya in particular is probably one of the countries that will continue to have a skill surplus. Leveraging on the digital platform that exists now, and the developments post-COVID where many jobs can be done remotely, we have a very unique opportunity. So I think it's an opportunity that has come at the right time when we have a surplus here of human capital and a need across the world. And by providing an enabling environment, because that has been the biggest challenge to many business scaling up in this particular country, has been just fighting the business environment. By us dealing with it, I think we're going to be very well located to meet the aspirations of Kenyans.
James Moria is the Chief Executive Officer of Centrum Investment. He spoke with me from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. Artificial intelligence is changing how wildlife reserves prevent poaching, with smart cameras, drones and other technology helping rangers protect endangered species. For VOA, Kate Bartlett and Zahir Kasim report from Limpopo, South Africa.
The potential pitfalls of artificial intelligence have sparked concern recently, but there's one area where advances in technology are proving beneficial. Wildlife rangers in South Africa say machine learning is helping them fight the poaching of rhinos and other endangered species. Tim Finn is operations manager of the anti-poaching unit at the Lapalala Wilderness Reserve.
Well, it's changed a lot. I mean, we've gone from just guys on the ground and a couple of guys on hilltops with binoculars to top of the range things such as thermal cameras, thermal binoculars, drone systems, license recognition cameras on the roads.
Technology hasn't replaced old-fashioned boots on the ground, however. It's just being used in conjunction with them. Glenn Phillips is CEO of the Lapalala Wilderness Foundation.
Foot patrols picking up tracks, that's manpower, in other words, vehicles, and then, of course, a canine unit to do follow-ups if there is an incident reported.
One of the systems Lapalala and many other reserves in Africa use is Earth Ranger, which was developed by a U.S. company set up by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen and is free of charge. Jez Lefcourt is Earth Ranger's director.
Earth Ranger is a software platform that integrates with many, many, many different sources of data. And that's actually over 100 different sources now, and those sources include things like the radios that rangers are carrying so that we can track their location, and vehicle tracking devices, aircraft tracking, camera traps, acoustic sensors, remote imagery.
The artificial intelligence aspect of Earth Ranger learns to recognize if the figures seen on camera are human, vehicle, or animal. If it's a human, the system alerts rangers in the operations room. They then determine if there's a need to take any action. And so-called tech for good products are constantly evolving. Dutch startup Hack the Planet recently developed AI-powered wildlife cameras that can detect poachers in real time. Previously, the camera traps, as they called, had a major flaw. Tim van Dersen is a software engineer at Hack the Planet.
You have to go back to the camera to collect the SD card, and then you know what's on the SD card. So, for instance, you go back there every 3 to 6 months, and then, for instance, you know that there's a poacher 3 months ago. But we made this camera smart, so you know immediately that there's a poacher in your park in real time.
Such technological innovation can only be helpful for animals like rhinos, elephants, or rescued pangolin, an African anteater that's the most trafficked mammal in the world. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Lapalala Wilderness Reserve, Limpopo, South Africa.
The Voice of America, and you are listening to Nightline Africa. I'm your host, Peter Clote, in Washington. Coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa Sports with Samson O'Malley, and that will be followed by a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs and Music from our African collection. But first, it's now time for Nightline Africa Sports, and for that, let's join Samson O'Malley. Hello, Samson.
Hi, Peter, and good evening, sports fans. Welcome to Nightline Africa Sports. The CAF Under-23 Africa Cup of Nations Morocco 2023 got underway on Saturday at the Prince Moulay Abdellah Sports Complex in Rabat. Eight teams will be battling for top honors and the three slots that guarantee qualification to the Paris Olympic Games 2024. Host Morocco showcased their determination and fighting spirit as they rallied from a goal down to secure a hard-fought 2-1 victory over Guinea in the opening Group A match of the CAF Under-23 AFCON on Saturday. The Under-23 AFCON action continues on Sunday as Ghana takes on Congo Brazzaville in a Group A clash, while defending champions Egypt lock horns with Niger. Elsewhere in Tangier, Mali will square off against Gabon in what it promises to be an exhilarating encounter. Staying with football news, the Super Eagles of Nigeria coach Jose Pesero's job is in the hands of the fans after Football Federation President Ibrahim Gusau said he will let fans decide if the Portuguese should stay on. Pesero, who had coached Porto and Sporting in his home country and took over Nigeria in May last year, had led his side to the African Cup of Nations finals in Ivory Coast starting in January, but his contract ends on June the 30th. Despite Nigeria's continental qualification results have been mixed under Pesero, even as he has been able to select from an array of players plying their trade in Europe's top leagues. Since failing to qualify for last year's World Cup in Qatar, Nigeria have won 4 and lost 5 of their games. The second edition of the African Beach Games enters day 2 in Hammamet, Tunisia on Sunday. The competition, which began on Friday, has a total of 30 events on the schedule. The 30 men's and women's events will be spread over 16 disciplines, including 2 demonstration sports. Meanwhile, the National Olympic Committee of Zambia has expressed its regrets after being forced to withdraw a large portion of its team from the Africa Beach Games in Hammamet, Tunisia. Zambia was expected to be represented in the air badminton, beach handball and beach volleyball after the National Olympic Committee of Zambia confirmed its participation in March. All events are qualifiers for this year's Association of National Olympic Committees World Beach Games in Bali, but the NOCZ has announced Zambia's withdrawal from those sports due to the unfortunate inability to secure timely air tickets for the team's travel to the Tunisian resort. In basketball news, Rwanda has qualified for the 2023 FIBA AfroCAN tournament thanks to a 70-48 victory over Burundi in the final game of the Zone 5 qualifiers. The 2023 FIBA AfroCAN will take place in Angola between July 8th and the 16th. AfroCAN is a continental basketball tournament that focuses on promoting players that play in Africa. The competition allows national teams to summon a roster that comprises only 2 overseas-based players, while the rest of the 10 should be based on the continent. And that's all for this week's edition of Nightline Africa Sports. Back to you, Peter.
Thanks a lot, Samson. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. We'll link up with you again next Sunday for another look at African sports. Nightline Africa Sports. Now let's take a closer look at Africa, the problems, the prospects in time of conflict, in time of peace. Here's one man's point of view with Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs. Hello, Dr. Jonah.
Good evening, Africa. Days before the commencement of voting yesterday in Sierra Leone for a new president, new parliament, and new local authorities, much concern was expressed by institutions of the African continent about the maintenance of peace and security during the voting. However, early reports shows that in the early hours and midday in the capital at least, voting was going smoothly and the situation was calm. However, again, developments in Russia may present problems on the security grounds for the African continent. The report stated that the head of the Wagner private military group, which has been fighting in Ukraine, posted a video stating that it had taken command of the regional group in Rostov and was in full control of the airport. There have been also reports that President Putin announced that there had been a mutiny and treachery by the Wagner group and that the group was stabbing Russia in the back. Although there have been some exaggerated reports that the Wagner forces were approaching Moscow, implying that the government of President Putin may be in jeopardy, other reports stated that the headquarters of Wagner Group in St. Petersburg has been occupied and taken over by the Russian government and security forces, and surveillance were being made about the leader's extensive commercial interests in Russia. Africa may have problems, as was referred recently, because the Wagner Group has been playing some role in the continent. Western governments have long expressed deep concern that the Wagner Group was an extension of Russia's influence in Africa and had said that they could not accept Russia's insistence that Wagner Group was a private military. They say it is an extension of Russian power and influence in the continent. Not only in Mali, but reports said in Central Africa, in Burkina Faso, and reports also say that Wagner may be involved in the conflict in the Sudan between the government forces and the militias. The question for Africa would be, what will be the impact security-wise if the Wagner Group is now being condemned by the Russian government, and what will be those forces on African soil, particularly for Mali? People of Mali recently approved a new constitution which enhanced the power of the new president who had been voted later on. And we also know that Mali has been insisting for a long time that UN peacekeeping forces should be withdrawn from Mali, hoping to rely on the security forces of Wagner. So if it turns out that Wagner is completely dismantled in Russia, one has to keep a close eye on the implications for those places in the African continent where Wagner is operating. Therefore, governments in Africa should keep their eyes on the ball to see what are the implications for the African continent, no matter what will be the outcome of this clash between the Wagner Group and the Russian government. I thank you.
That was One Man's Point of View, a commentary by Dr. James Zuna, former UN Under Secretary General for Political Affairs. It's Sunday on Nightline Africa, and this is the time we get to relax and reflect. A flashback with music from the continent.
Express myself the only way I know how. Yeah, this is the side I don't share much. The side of success becomes handcuffs. That's why I was that bunch. How could we say we never had nothing when we had love? We living through Instagram pictures.
pictures and videos of filtered reality is beautiful. They even got our sisters demand for material. They give blood and sweat for a syllable. I've done enough, I have it all. But not everything, but everything I pray for. And even if it ain't working out, I know God is still good, so we stay strong. No more external validation that I need, cause they can monetize all this air that I breathe. So it don't matter if I'm stuck or I elevate. Every day's a gift, so we celebrate. On the ground working two jobs. There's all my homies on the corner selling new drugs. I know you're trying to stay alive. That's the loot job. Yeah, just for the ones who feel lost in this cold world. The devil trying to make you feel like it won't work. So keep the fire burning while we soul search. Some days I feel strong and complete. Some days it gets heavy like my soul is obese. So how do you approach all of these? You tell yourself that you're worth gold or unique. It's not over for me. There's still a lot of growth. I believe I survive all over with ease. Still I stand with black eyes on a couple of war scars. Doves over L's on a scorecard. Nobody in this world is designed like me. B-L-A-C-K-K-I-N-G. Man, I've been through the gutter. Came out harder. One thing about life. What's in a bubba ta blaga. Le ha hoka na ta ta li di pla ni di pa. Lankane ya buwa naga. Motu ashota zaga. There's no one like you. This is my truth, wouldn't change a thing about me even if I could. Yeah, this for my sisters on the ground working two jobs. This for my homies on the corner selling loose drugs. I know you're trying to stay alive, that's the loser. Yeah, this for the ones who feel lost in this cold world. The devil trying to make you feel like it won't work. Just keep the fire burning while we soul search. Yeah, keep the fire burning while we soul search. Keep the fire burning while we soul search. Keep the fire burning while we soul search. I got you, I feel you. Yeah, it's for my sisters on the ground working two jobs. It's for my homies on the corner selling loose drugs. I know you're trying to stay alive, it's the loot job. Yeah, it's for the ones who feel lost in this cold world. The devil trying to make you feel like it won't work. The fire burning while we soul search. This for my sisters on the ground working two jobs. This for my homies on the corner selling loose jobs. I know you're trying to stay alive, but salute y'all.
Got it confidential. Only words and no instrumental, yeah. Give me friends and intellectual. But it needs to cause the end, yeah. If you guess that she wanted it, like a whole lot of it. I got a whole lot of it. I know if it's a whole lot of it. Ay, 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 ay. Girl, I'm no stopper. Let me see ice and soda, yeah. Many things they go down. If you run me, I'm my soldiers, yeah. Girl, you think that you want to hold me. Like a whole lot. I got a whole lot of love. I ain't no fit to hold a lot of love. Ay, ay, ay. I say I put in 10 toes, so I don't blow. If that chick bad, I go carry her. My neck is cold, I don't condone. No bad energy, I'm running out. Got a whole lot of vibes and a whole lot of love. My girls and a whole lot of love. Give me your wine and a whole lot of love.
The Voice of America, and you are listening to Nightline Africa. I'm your host, Peter Clotty, in Washington.
I was watching double. Timmy's at midnight. Why turn back after my windpipe? Turn on, slip my shit right. Now I'm at the O2 past midnight. I'm playing two nights and I'm outside. Feels right, now you know it all feels right. I talk that no sleep on me. I talk that nigga say something. I talk that no sleep on me. I talk that no sleep on me. I talk that nigga say something.
That was our Sunday music spot. Hope you enjoy the music from Nightline Africa here at the English service of the Voice of America in Washington. Nightline Africa comes to you from the English service of the Voice of America. Hope you enjoy the program tonight. As you know by now, we're on air on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC. From the Nightline Africa team, including producer Mike Hovey, we say thanks for joining us. And remember, as the elders say, he that is chased by a lion, he who is chased by a dog, do not run the same way. I'm your host, Peter Clotte in Washington. Good evening, Africa.